Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
Today, Monday, April 12th, is the feast of Pope St. Julius I. And these are today's headlines. The Vatican announces a theological symposium on vocations set for February of 2022. Burmese Cardinal Charles Bo calls on the citizens of Myanmar to reject the path of inhumanity and engage in acts of mercy. And 7 members of religious orders, as well as 3 lay people, were kidnapped Sunday in Haiti. In the Vatican, I'm Christopher Wells. Our top story today, the Vatican held a press conference on Monday morning at the Holy See Press Office to announce a symposium on the theology of priesthood. The 3-day event will take place in February 2022 and will explore the relationship between the ordained priesthood and the priesthood of all the baptized. Devin Watkins has the story.
The Vatican will host a theological symposium on vocations on February 17th to the 19th, 2022, entitled Toward a Fundamental Theology of the Priesthood. The event was presented on Monday at the Holy See Press Office by Cardinal Mark Ouellette, Professor Michelina Tenace, and Father Vincent Siret. The trio presented reporters with the background and goals of next year's symposium, which will address the issue of clerical celibacy in the Latin Rite and the priesthood of the baptized. Various cardinals will preside over the reflections of each half day, and Pope Francis is expected to offer participants a message at the end of the symposium. Cardinal Mark Ouellette, prefect of the Congregation for Bishops, kicked off the press conference, linking its timing to the upcoming Vocation Sunday held on April 25th. He said the decision to hold the 3-day symposium was not taken lightly, given the health crisis set off by the pandemic. But, added Cardinal Ouellette, there is a certain urgency to explore the theology of the priesthood. Professor Michelina Tenace, who teaches theology at the Pontifical Gregorian University, described the urgency of the issues being addressed. We see today that in many parts of the world, bishops and priests are struggling to identify the changes required for a priest to be truly a sentinel of the kingdom of God, she said. So, she added, the symposium will explore the foundation which links the ministerial priesthood to the priesthood of the baptized. Professor Tenace pointed out that ordained ministers are indispensable because they guard the divine life through the sacraments, while the people of God guard the divine life by building up the church in the witness of charity and the growth of charisms. This, she added, means that the community of the baptized and priests share a mutual responsibility. Father Vincent Siret, the rector of the Pontifical French Seminary, invited all seminary formators to follow next year's symposium as a way to help candidates for the priesthood to grow into good priests. The consecration of one's entire life involves the entire person and can only be justified through a self-giving perspective of following Christ in a Trinitarian dynamic, he said. Love, added Father Siret, is at the heart of the gift of self. I'm Devin Watkins.
Following the press conference, Cardinal Ouellette spoke with Vatican News about the major themes of the conference and the importance of addressing the issues at this point in time.
The major theme is the relationship between the priesthood of the baptized and the priesthood of the ordained. So, because the Second Vatican Council has enhanced the value of the priesthood of the baptized. But along the way in the church, we have not reflected enough on this question from a deeper ecclesiology. So the proposal is a Trinitarian ecclesiology that can show better how do these two dimensions of the priesthood of Christ are integrated concretely in the church, between ministers and between the lay faithful, the married people, the consecrated people. It is urgent because, you know, we live in a difficult situation. And we have a sense that tensions are present in the church, strong tensions. And so we need a deeper theological reflection to understand the church as communion. As if we want to overcome tensions that are more at a superficial level. Mm-hmm. So we need to deepen our understanding of the mystery of the church, of the presence of the Holy Trinity in the church, and how it works with the concrete services and ministries and the fact of the community of the baptized.
And that was Cardinal Mark Ouellette speaking with Vatican News about the upcoming Theological Symposium on Vocations. In world news, the ruthless crackdown on protesters and opponents of the February 1st coup by Myanmar's hardline military is continuing to claim lives throughout the nation. According to figures documented and compiled by the NGO Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, a total of 706 people have been confirmed killed by security forces as of Sunday. Amid the ongoing bloodshed, Cardinal Charles Beau released a message on Divine Mercy Sunday, once more urging his fellow citizens to reject the path of inhumanity, brutality, and self-destruction, and instead engage in acts of mercy. Robin Gomes has this report.
A true way of the cross amid blood, tears, and darkness, and sorrowful memories of mothers mourning their children. This is how Myanmar Cardinal Charles Bo of Yangon described the situation in his country. He recalled how the coup and the bloody crackdown by security forces against protesters have exacerbated the already dire situation in the country caused by the COVID-19 pandemic over the past year. Even before the coup, he said, millions were starving. Cardinal Bo noted that the church, which was drawn into the struggle of the people, accompanies them in their blood and tears. "You really walked a true way of the cross," he said, praying that the grace flowing from the heart of Jesus heal each one of them from those sorrowful memories. Referring to the brave Xaverian nun, Sister Anne Noo Tong of Mitkina in Kachin State, who pleaded with the police not to harm the peaceful protesters, the cardinal said, "Out of darkness, simple acts of generosity shine with great power." As an antidote to Myanmar's dark times and challenges, Cardinal Bo called for kind deeds, words, and prayer, which Jesus urged for in his several revelations to Saint Faustina, the 20th century Polish nun who popularized the devotion to Divine Mercy. "Mercy starts with good deeds," the cardinal said, adding, "Today more than ever our community stands in need of mercy when most people are starving. Hundreds of people living in fear, anxiety, and dread also need comforting words and consolation. At the same time, prayers with great faith can help Myanmar overcome the two big mountains of the pandemic and the coup." Instead of resorting to brutality, inhumanity, and self-destruction, Cardinal Bo urged all to be instruments of peace after the heart of St. Francis of Assisi. "We shall overcome any darkness with the light of Jesus." I am Robin Gomes.
In Latin America, five Haitian and two French religious, as well as three lay people, were kidnapped in the Caribbean nation of Haiti on Sunday as they were preparing to attend a ceremony for the installation of a new parish priest. Father Benedict Mayaki has that story.
Five Catholic priests and two nuns were part of a group of people abducted on Sunday in Haiti. Reports say that the group includes four priests and one nun of Haitian nationality and two French citizens, a priest and a nun. Three other lay persons were also reportedly abducted at the same time. The incident took place in the municipality of Croix-de-Bouquet, northeast of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, while the group was preparing to attend the installation of a new parish priest. Separate reports indicate that the kidnappers, suspected to be part of an armed gang, have demanded a ransom for the release of the people in their custody. Reacting to the kidnappings, Bishop Pierre-André Dumas of Mirogoine lamented that this is too much. He stressed that the time has come for these inhumane acts to stop. In the same vein, the Haitian Conference of Religious, in a statement, has expressed its deep sorrow but also its anger at the situation, which the group says has been going on for over a decade. They called on authorities to take adequate measures to ensure the release of the people in the custody of the kidnappers. For several years, the island nation of Haiti has battled a political and socioeconomic crisis and a worsening atmosphere of insecurity. The situation of political instability and a spike in kidnappings by gangs have led to recent protests by thousands of citizens who accuse authorities of not sufficiently equipping the police in their fight against insecurity in the Caribbean nation. In March, the government declared a state of emergency for 1 month in several areas of the country in an effort to stem the upsurge of crime and to allow the national police to regain control of areas overrun by gang activity. I'm Father Benedict Mayaki.
Staying in Latin America, right-wing politician Guillermo Lasso has won the presidency of Ecuador on his third attempt in a second-round runoff election. James Blears tells us more.
Former banker Guillermo Lasso scraped into the second round of the presidential election runoff, barely ahead of indigenous candidate Yaku Perez and well behind 36-year-old leftist economist Andres Arauz, who's a protege of former President Rafael Correa, now in exile in Belgium, having been sentenced to 8 years jail in his absence on corruption charges, which he denies. Lasso, aged 65, got 52.51% of the vote, while Arauz, who gained 47.40%, conceded and congratulated him. Perez, who'd unsuccessfully demanded a recount of the February the 7th round one, steadfastly refused to endorse either, calling on his supporters to spoil their ballots. Accordingly, 1.6 million votes are scuppered, which is about 16% of the overall vote. In his victory speech, Lasso said, "We will build a more just country with more prosperity for everyone. This is a victory for the Ecuadorian people. No one will prevent the course of history." Outgoing President Lenin Moreno had decided not to run for re-election. Falling oil prices and the ravages of the pandemic have bit deep into the economy. More than 300,000 cases of COVID, 17,000 deaths, but only 1% of the population inoculated so far, while 500,000 people are unemployed. A daunting challenge for Lasso, who'll be inaugurated on May the 24th, a veteran who has to come up with more than just free market economy policies in order to pull Ecuador out of a deep slump and reduce a whopping national debt. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.
Finally, confusion and complacency in addressing COVID-19 means the pandemic is a long way from over. But it can be brought under control in months with proven public health measures, according to WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, speaking on Monday. "We too want to see societies and economies reopening and travel and trade resuming," Tedros told a news briefing. But right now, he continued, "intensive care units in many countries are overflowing and people are dying." And he added, "it's totally avoidable." The COVID-19 pandemic, he said, is a long way from over, but we have many reasons for optimism. The decline in cases and deaths during the first 2 months of the year shows that this virus and its variants can be stopped. He said, "transmission was being driven by confusion, complacency, and inconsistency in public health measures." And that brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, we invite you to visit our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. You can also follow us on the Vatican News English section Facebook page and on Twitter. My thanks today to our producers and to our technicians in the studio in the Vatican. I'm Christopher Wells.